you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb tag. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
Hey everyone, it's Legion Skanks. I'm Jay, it's Lewis, and Dave. Say something exciting.
Wow. me and Big J are both depressed. Dave's leading the show today.
Oh, got a couple of guys who are sad, and I haven't cared about this in years. So welcome, everybody.
I had a whole goddamn week. A week alone I just lost. Damn.
Oh no, what happened, Jay?
I was going to jerk off in my bed and everything. Christine, I'm not timing that at all. Christine was supposed to go away.
Were you taking a dab just now?
I'm going to, yeah.
You have a torch as well? We were both torching our dabs and ruining the audio.
When did you guys become depressed drug addicts? Was that always
Shut up,
the case?
Dave.
Or is it just that I'm on the outside looking in,
Dave,
now?
You know how much fortitude it takes, internal fortitude, to every time I'm heating up this rig to not just turn the thing on my own face?
I just want to burrow
the worst way to commit suicide ever.
Yeah, burrowing a hole through your skull into your brain with a fucking blowtorch.
Yeah, I'm watching this great new show called Better Call Saul. I don't know if you guys heard of it at all, but it's pretty great. And yeah. A guy killed himself by setting his house on fire in that. It seemed very unrealistic.
Is that a prequel to Breaking Bad?
You watched Breaking Bad, right?
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Is it a prequel? I don't know.
It's a prequel.
It is.
It's actually really good. Yeah, I'm on season four.
I watched two seasons and they were both great. And I fell off for one reason or another. I have no idea. I think it was my depression and my new drug addiction.
It doesn't have the intensity of Breaking Bad as much because like the stakes aren't as high. But it's great to see him going from being like, he actually is a guy like you're rooting for and like a lot, even though he's like a kind of a scummy dude in some ways.
Yeah, like he's anti-hero like, quality.
Yeah, yeah
like,
but he, yeah. But he's actually very, very likable and lovable. So to see him come, the character in Breaking Bad, you were like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah. He was a great character then too. Also, the show's very funny. It's like, it's dark, but it's like very funny.
Bob Odenkirk's just amazing, man.
Yeah, and DeRosa's got a big part in it too.
Yeah, and he's good. DeRosa's great.
Yeah, DeRosa's really good. But yeah, anyway, I'm depressed. I can't even put my finger. Today I just woke up in a fucking funk. I'm just funky. I don't even know why. There's nothing particularly bad.
Right.
It's not any one thing. I can't exactly explain. I'm just not in a good fucking mood today.
Mine's like 11 things.
Well, you losing a house to yourself. Like I've only realized that recently because I'm, me and my girl are out of the whole, whatever phase.
Honeymoon
phase. Yeah. Yeah.
Liking each other.
The liking each other phase.
We're out of the honeymoon phase, so it's like now, like she went and did gigs at Uncle Vinny's last weekend. She was gone for like three nights in a row, like all night. And I got to just play video games and fucking watch whatever I wanted on TV. It was peaceful and amazing, and I fucking loved it.
Yeah,
and you realize that could be your life always.
No. But then look, every time then when I'm single. After like 6 months of being single, I start getting depressed.
Video games aren't filling the hole inside of me.
You can't fuck a PS5.
I can try to.
And I did. You want to know how to break your ports? I'll tell you. I'm fucking having a night alone now because I'm never alone. James is here 3 to 4 nights a week. And then my girl's here every night. She lives here. So I never have just a night alone.
This is a great way to say me and my girlfriend moved in together. My girl's here every night.
So, she's here.
Stuff with her.
She's fucking here on a lease, stupid bitch.
No, but like having a night alone is fucking like fantastic.
Right. Imagine having a whole week.
Yeah.
In a place you love that the other person hates.
Christine hates your house?
Yup.
Why?
I don't know.
Because Jay's there.
What? I mean, I guess. What a secret hit. Dave, why does Christine hate Jay's house?
From what I understand,
way too hot. Way too hot, by the way. The amount of time
that it was, yeah, that was that looked like a rough one. From what I understand, Christine misses their old place, an old neighborhood, and wants to live there,
but to an excruciating extent.
I think she's probably just looking for whatever the excuse is to be mad about whatever. That's impossible. Your place is so much better.
It's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still an apartment in New York City. It's very funny because, like, it's one of the nicest apartments of all my friends. You know, like,
yet it would be like the apartment you get in South Jersey when you're 18.
Yeah, like if it was in fucking anywhere but New York City. And now I have a little perspective because I live outside of New York City.
Like, if it was in Oklahoma, you'd be like, this place is all right.
It's kind of funny because I went into the apartment. I remember the first time, and I was like, oh, this is fucking great. And this last time I went in, I was like, God, isn't that great? You know, like, it's fun. It's a really nice apartment, but it's still like, I don't know. It just seems smaller than I thought. I had no idea.
I remember having the thing, whatever thing I had leaving the city and being like, holy shit, I have a house. Like, you know, someone who grew up in apartments my whole life, it's like that's gone. That goes away pretty quickly. And you're just kind of like,
now you're like, I have a relatively small house. Yeah.
It's like, I want a nicer house.
Of course.
My house isn't even small. It's a decent sized house, but it's like, I just want a nicer, bigger one.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't think that there's ever a time where you end up being satisfied or happy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but this place, this place in East Village would be $5,000-$6,000 a month though.
Well, so, no, easily. Yeah, of course. I mean, your place literally in every way you could possibly measure it is twice as good as your place in East Village.
At least
there's I mean, it's twice.
It's the also
size.
The weird thing about missing the East Village so much, which I don't understand why Christine does so much, is that it is, I mean, a 7-minute Uber ride to where you used to live. You could just be where you used to live.
But Dave, you don't have to Uber because there's also an awesome car sitting right next door for her to use whenever she wants to go to the East Village.
Yeah, driving also, around the city is a pain in the ass. Jumping an Uber.
Yeah, sure.
That's really not, in my opinion, it's not that hard. Somebody who doesn't drive, it's really not that hard to park.
Yeah,
I park literally every day.
People used to ask me all the time, like, man, you drive into the city? You always drive? It's fine. It's not that big a deal.
You get used to it. It's way less stressful than driving on like highways and shit. Highway traffic drives me out of my fucking mind, dude.
Sitting still on a highway is the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, no, I mean, look, also the convenience to where you guys live a walk from SiriusXM, you know, like probably 15, 20 minute walk, but like on a nice day that you would walk, like that's where you're going every single day. That would be the biggest factor for me.
When I do Caroline's, I go walk home.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, whatever. East Village is a cooler neighborhood technically, but who gives a shit? Like, I'm not a college student. I don't care about my neighborhood. I can go to whatever neighborhood I want.
That's the point I keep making. What difference does it make where you put your head down at night? It's just fucking doesn't make a difference. Like, you can go wherever you want. Where we live right there from it.
Yeah, I think the obvious solution here is that Christine and Natalie should get a place in the East Village together.
Maybe. Or should we Freaky Friday them?
What, do they have to just sprint into each other and jump?
Yeah, that's it. Huh? Simple.
I mean, it's worth trying.
I'm not trading in Natalie for Christine. I'm sorry, Jay.
Okay.
I apologize. Christine's used. She's older. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
It's like trading my Audi for a Ford.
Yeah, Christine's got some miles on her, sure.
Like trading a 2022 Audi for a fucking 98 Ford Tempo. The fuck out of here.
Jeez.
That's rough.
She's old. She's an old bitch. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. That was odd. Now I gotta Now I have to spend time thinking of something really shitty to say about Natalie. Give me a few minutes.
Or you can go to rockauto.com and get Christine's new parts. Really juice her up, you know?
Throw a fin on that bitch.
Make it do kind of like a vintage thing.
Hey, it wasn't a commentary on Christine's very attractive. I'd fuck the shit out of Christine. I'm just saying she's an old used bitch.
Yeah. Good backpedal.
No, that's the problem. Her back pedals don't work anymore.
My girlfriend's like a brand new luxury car. Your girlfriend's like some old hunk of junk. I mean, that is a compliment. I mean, no, I'd look her right in her face and tell her this. I'm calling her beautiful.
Christine's got those rolled down windows. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Hey, you know, Natalie's got USB ports and stuff.
She's got a tape deck.
But I have a... I'm just portable Jay, CD player. I have a portable CD player you can plug in the tape deck, though.
Jay put a 10-disc changer in her trunk. I don't know what that means. That was just an anal sex joke.
Damn, I'm high.
Hell yeah. You took the largest dab I've ever seen you take. Oh, I thought you were getting sad about my Christine joke, but I realized you're just fucking high.
You realize he's just sad about Christine?
No, I didn't. Yeah, the Christine thing I didn't like at all.
But, I'm sorry.
But I am also so high.
Yeah.
We should get some of these things that we never got to on the live show. We have a backlog. Wow.
We just started on a sad note. Lewis insulted your girlfriend, and we resolved nothing. All right. Let's get into the topics.
Can I say this is also nothing that I wouldn't say directly to Christine's face.
Sure.
That makes it more disrespectful.
Yeah, it's cool when you do it in front of me to her. Then it makes me feel like a real bitch. You know what I mean? It's a real bully tactic. Thank you. I am too nice of a person to take these shots at your girlfriend.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
It's totally true.
He goes, "Hey, Jay, just so you know, that disrespect I threw at your girlfriend a few minutes ago, I would do that to her face or behind her back.
You know what it is? Can I almost make the point? I'm friends with Christine, so I feel like I'm busting Christine's balls. I guess you're not like friends with Natalie, so it would just feel like you're just trying to hurt me.
I'm barely friends with Christine.
That'll change over this long week.
I would bust Lauren's balls because I've known Lauren, you know, a long time. You know, I used to bust her balls all the time when she was on Bobby's podcast. So,
why don't you bring some of them up? Why don't you bring some of those things up now?
Well, if it comes up in context, I will.
Hey.
I mean,
tell me something.
Lauren's not a 2022 Audi. Lauren's got some miles on her. She has two kids.
Sure does.
That was tepid.
Two beautiful children.
No, she's fucking loving, still hot stable as shit, family. Dude, I would say it's 2017 BMW. Like, you know, look, it's got some miles on it, but you still want it.
Christine's Ford.
Ford Tempo.
Ford Tempo.
A Ford Topaz.
Well, next week she's going to be parked right here.
Did you get the insurance on her, Jay?
No, just liability. Liability. I hurt somebody else.
He gets the shit about collision. You almost hope that thing gets totaled. shit.
Any of these stories.
I think this is funny, by the way. I think this is a great little bit, and I think Christine would appreciate this bit.
Good. I'm glad it perked you up. That all takes?
It was. Honestly, I was in a worse mood before we started making fun of Christine.
So it took Jay getting a little bit sadder for Lewis to get a little bit happier. That's what we needed.
I just realized that her laugh kind of sounds like an engine, like an old engine.
Trying to start?
Yeah.
It's flooding.
Ah, shit. Christine's going to flood. Starting. Ah, shit. Wow, and we got some jumper cables.
Wow.
Shit.
This thing just won't start.
It's 20 degrees in the snow.
If my car didn't start, Jay, what would you do if your car just didn't start? Like if you turned the key right now and it just didn't make a sound?
I wouldn't
know the first thing to do.
Well, I'd assume the battery died if it does nothing.
How would you check the battery?
Check it? No, there's no way to check. I have no idea. That's what I would just assume is the problem. I mean, what would I do? I'd call fucking Jeep. Yeah, I couldn't do it myself at all.
It's his Muslim friend. He's real good with cars.
There's also Jeep. The cars we have, Lewis.
Jeep.
Yours is a 2021, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or 2020.
So whatever it is, whatever one you have there, like those cars at this point, like if you knew about cars, you couldn't do anything. Anyway, there's no more. Like you should look up a list. There's a list of auto parts that aren't in cars anymore.
Like a carburetor?
I think a carburetor is not in a car anymore.
Get out of town.
I'm telling you, it's like there's things that aren't, because it's all done by computer now.
I don't think I could point at what the engine is.
I know where it's at.
I know it's under the front hood, typically.
Yeah, typically, unless it's one of those old bugs I think were in the trunk.
And I knew it's under the hood. That's not impressive.
I know where the fluids go. I know how to check oil. Couldn't change oil. I know how to check it.
I couldn't
replace anything.
I would have to Google on my car where the oil stick is. I couldn't just open the thing and see.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could. It's all labeled. You could see.
Maybe.
That's pretty self-explanatory. I could change a tire. No problem.
I did change a tire. No problem.
Yeah, I could do that. And but after that, I mean, I have no fucking idea.
Can you, recognize a icy road, or would you assume that your tire had turned to ice?
I guess it depends on the kind of weather. Is it raining on my tires and cold? Because they might ice over.
I mean, why technically couldn't a tire get ice on it? I mean, are tires ice proof? That's fucking sort of crazy.
Huh. They're rubber. I couldn't assume that means ice proof. I just don't think it's anything that would stay that would cause a problem. Maybe.
We should start a new podcast where we just talk cars. None of us know what the fuck we're talking about.
Nobody guys, knows. Jay's the most manly of the three of us.
Guys, welcome to the shop. Welcome to the shop with Jay Zaven Lewis.
Actually,
a couple of grease monkeys.
Am I more manly than Jay? Am I more manly than Jay? Who's the manliest? This is a great conversation, actually.
I'm definitely prissier than you, Lewis, because I won't sleep in a tent outside.
So these are
sleep in a tent outside either.
Who is the manliest member of the Legion of Skanks?
It probably goes by different things.
How do you define that?
That is like, the first thing you have to figure out. How do you define manliness? It's almost like when you say, like, how do you define athleticism, right? Like, there's different definitions for all this stuff. So I would define.
Well, all right, let me try to define manliness as clearly the most athletic. I would say
that would be a factor. By the way, that's manly. Being athletic is a manly trait. Can you look up the actual definition of manliness, Bobby? You know, this is turning into a manliness contest down the road. The
traditional male
between me and Jay, while Dave sits out.
The traditional male quality of being
because I'm manly enough to not need to win a competition every other week to prove my manliness.
He's manly enough to not need that. Go ahead, wait, say that again.
The traditional male quality of being brave and strong. The fact of being typically male.
So far, me.
It's not really good.
Brave and strong. I mean, look, I think those would be, if there was going to be a manliness Olympics.
Manly?
Manliness Olympics.
Okay, here we go. Courage, loyalty. This is a good list.
Courage, I think there'd be categories proving each of these.
Yeah.
All right, what is the first thing? And we can debate right now. Maybe we have to prove the debate one day, but we can debate right now who is each of
these. Let's more discuss it with honesty here, because if everyone just makes an argument for why they're the most correct, like,
I'm the most manliness. I the most manly. I don't know. Like, I'm actually debating out of the three of us, who would actually be the most manly. If it's just based off of strength and bravery,
without
me. Those two categories I nailed down. Like,
no, I mean, Lewis is fairly strong, but he's a coward. But I would say, I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the most manly. I know I'm the 2021 Skank of the Year. That I know.
Strength is not on the list, says. I think strength should have to be. That's part of manliness.
I've spent so much time getting strong.
Look, I don't even know that I'm stronger than Jay. Jay might be stronger than me. I don't know why I talk that way. Jay might actually be stronger than me, not in like arm wrestling or. And then no, how, like, do you define, how do you define
like
strength?
But like lifting a weight or something, like me. But I'm also heavier than you. So
like in a strongman competition, Jay might be able to beat me. Like so here's the thing: what we might have
right,
to
but you might be, but you might be proportionately stronger.
All right,
is this going to end in you two fighting? Is that where we're going?
No, for the strength. For, all right,
just fight.
if we're going to do a manliness Olympics, which
we have, we have to throw beer kegs over a wall.
It should be the whole category for strength needs to be all
strongman contest.
Strongman contest.
Pull a car.
Yes. And I also think it shouldn't just be us. I think it should be a bunch of skanks. I think it should be Shane, DeRosa, fucking Justin, Vecchione's very manly. We should get like literally the top manly guests and make
Vecchione, I think, might
what's
win
courage?
That.
Walking courage just is manliness. Do we have to go to that McCamey Manor place?
No, really I would just fucking... say you walk through a black neighborhood late at night.
Okay, ooh. Let's not get crazy with this.
With one of those MTV fear cameras on us, just night vision of us terrified. No,
you have to wear the Bruce Willis sign from Die Hard 3. You have to recreate that scene.
Well, we actually know Artie Fuqua.
Yeah, how brave are you?
Artie Fuqua was one of the black guys that came at him.
The real version of Artie Fuqua is not nearly as friendly.
So strength, strength. Would it just simply be who's the strongest, or is it strength based off of your size? No, I think it's just strength. Strength is a quality of a fucking man. That is without a doubt on the fucking list. And I, out of all of our friends, I don't even think I'm the strongest. I think Shane would be stronger. Shane would beat me in a strongman competition.
Oh, yeah. Shane,
I'd beat it. I
have no idea, but I think Shane would like push you through a wall.
Yeah.
Still, Shane's stronger. Yeah, tug of war.
He's got a lot of oof on him. He's a big... big offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Courage.
I'm an offensive line man. Offensive line man.
No, we get it.
New t-shirt. New offensive line man t-shirts coming to podcastmerch.com very soon, folks.
I can't believe I haven't been able to talk Sagalo into a jersey that says Sagalo 4 on the back. Yeah. That was such a great merch idea.
What are the other categories?
Courage.
So who is the bravest out of the three of us?
I don't know.
How do you define courage? I'm terrified
to get to deep philosophic conversations about all of these things.
Yes, you do. I mean, this is a big fucking. It's a big event if we do this, okay? And it's a who knows who's the manliest comedian out of our world. Like that's a fucking huge category, dude.
If you had to take an early run at who that would be.
I think Vecchione's very manly. Bobby Kelly's very manly.
Vecchione's very manly.
Manly. Bobby Kelly's very manly. Like there's things that are not.
I'd go Vecchione. Though. I feel like Vecchione just like across the board is a very old school dude.
He's yes. gonna check off a lot of boxes in the manly. He's gonna probably come ahead on a lot of the categories.
Personal responsibility. Just those things like a self-reliance. Those are all things that like Mike's like he seems
personal
like
personal responsibility is a quality does, of manliness.
He just does
speed. I'd say like, so.
Yeah. It's courage, loyalty, right. Industry, resiliency, resolution, personal responsibility, self-reliance, integrity, and sacrifice. Strength.
These are all great categories. You have to sacrifice your child. Dave's got two. Unfair.
So yeah, sacrifice. I feel comfortable in 1 second. Sacrifice.
We have to sacrifice a virgin. We have to sacrifice Paul.
We'll do it, Paul.
Paul, I'll do the virgin.
It. And Paul, you'll do it for the sake of the show. Resolution. I don't even know if I know what that means exactly.
Resolution. Hold on. Let me think, Dave. Before you come in with your smarmy fucking answer right now,
you have resolve. It's obvious. This face. Yes, I was going to also say Lewis. It's having resolve, but
no. But
I don't quite know what that.
Hold on. I'm going down further, and I'm going to figure that out just now. So having resolve, meaning that you can.
Is it problem solving.
I don't think it's like solving problems. I think it's like. Being ready to solve problems at all times. Not necessarily solving those problems.
Let's right, not get Dave? Crazy. I'm going to solve every goddamn problem. It's that I'm a person who could solve a problem
if I chose to.
If I took personal responsibility, which I don't because
I'm
resilient. If I had
any courage, I would resolve all these problems.
The action of solving a problem disputes.
It was specifically what Lewis corrected it not to be. Solving the problem. The action of solving a problem.
I would problem say that, that's if you're solvent. I would say you have a very solvent-like personality.
Problem solver. I have like...
That's the word I use, but you guys use other words. That's fine.
Yes, because you have integrity, which is also a...
Integrity. Integrity.
Yeah.
Integrity. Me and Jay have none.
That's not true.
Zilch.
No.
I'll take you guys on that one.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Here's the thing. Integrity. Dave, you won't do as much for the thing, but that's you're holding firm to your thing. Like me and Lewis going like
our lines are different in terms of where integrity is. So I believe I have a lot of integrity.
Yeah,
Dave
me too.
Believes I have no integrity.
Because I've said no to things before playing. I said no to things on like TV shows when they were like, do this for this thing, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But what were you saying no to?
Being funny.
Being in a diaper on Z-Rock.
Yeah, because you didn't want to look like an asshole.
Right. But I also wouldn't just like take that for the fucking like thing.
You know, I just realized I don't really know what integrity is. Bobby, can you look up the definition of integrity? I want a really clear textbook definition of integrity.
Not wearing a diaper.
Go ahead. What does it say? The quality. Hold on. I don't have the chat pulled up. There it is.
The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles.
Honest
or moral
and
uprightness.
More. So that's where my moral compass is. My moral compass is fucking just all out of whack.
Was there.
Yeah. My moral compass is just like spinning. Like, you know, when you go to like fucking like a magical universe and compasses don't work anymore. That's what my moral compass is.
Yeah, I know. And they're like, hey, are you moral? And I'm like, how horny am I when you're asking me this?
Yeah. Yeah. Or is it first thing in the morning? Are my balls completely full? Yeah.
What's the laws of the country I'm currently in? I don't know.
Also true.
And then honestly,
Jay, it's not even close. Dave has way more integrity than either one.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
I mean, I'll let you guys keep debating as all you want to, but
I mean, look, Dave is one of the more honest people that I know,
I'm honest, like on broadcast, I think more than anything else.
I'm honest on broadcast. As soon as Jay logs off the podcast, it's just lies,
straight lies. Like, second, I hang up.
I know I'm very comfortable lying in life. I'm very comfortable, like I don't have much of a moral, you know, code. The moral code is almost like not really have much of a quote-unquote moral code, right? It's like just I don't know, like, or in terms of comedy anyway, like that's sort of like the kind of comedy we do, you know. I mean, life, I have morals. Like, I'm not gonna fucking like
I don't know,
my moral compass is my kid, but like that is one very specific area of my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a dad to him. I'm not a dad to the fucking people at the supermarket or to the fucking people that I interact with, you know, in a fucking deli. So there's like
no one is suggesting you have to adopt everybody at the deli.
No. I'm saying I don't act like a good dad in front of them. That's not what, like, the way I walk around my life. Like,
of course.
So my son, if my son saw the way that I act like in life, it would blow his fucking mind.
I see
mind.
You're checking out with some roast beef. Proud of you.
Hey, that's my baby Bubba. Thank you very much. You can keep the change, baby boy.
Hey guys, we want to tell you about our awesome sponsor, of course, rockauto.com. This show has become partially a car talk show.
Essentially.
They've made us manlier just by being our sponsor. If you go to rockauto.com, they've been in the business for 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to the counter guy who needs to order your parts and they're not really sure what you're looking for. They never have quite what you need. And after all that hassle, they still charge you storefront markups at rockauto.com.
Well, they see me coming because I'm like, do you have wires? I need wires.
Oh, we got wires. $40,000.
Yeah, I think I need a door or something.
Like, well, we can give you a door, but we're going to have to do a complete overhaul on your Jeep.
Because of them wires. Of course.
Well, at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. Whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or you're just a guy working on your car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. And if you're a car guy, just go to rockauto.com. You're going to love it. You're going to have a lot of fun looking at all the parts available for your car.
No promo code.
No promo code because the prices are already that good. But let them know you heard about it right here at Legion of Skanks, rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
It is an interesting thing having like what Isabella's like seen in my life as an, like, you know, quote unquote adult now is very interesting. Yeah. Like, I'm sure, I don't think it's changed her opinions on me at all, but it's probably interesting for her to see, like, oh, this is the guy that got mad at me for this, or I got in trouble for saying that, or you know what I mean? Like, and now to see your father is just like a regular person.
I mean, do you have like all the types of jokes we make? I mean, she could just go look it up, right? And she does, I think. I think she's watched a bunch of Skanks at this point. You know, do you, have you ever had a conversation with her about sort of the type of comedy you do versus sort of who you are as like a person? That's something that
I'll tell you what's
as
so
I'm
amazing.
Getting older, I'm genuinely getting concerned about that.
Let me tell you what's amazing about it, honestly, for a sec, is like, is that like, no, like she's some, like when I've tried to even say like, you know, or have, or we had a conversation this weekend. I was just bullshitting with her for like an hour and we were talking about like some of the trouble we got. She called me the one time and she goes, I think I've lost my faith in humanity. And I was like, why is that? And she goes, I'm looking under at the comments at that girl who was mad at us before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, one of the comments said things like, she goes, these rape apologists, like whatever, they just called us like all these like accusations of like wild things. And she was just like, I read that. I'm just like, what the hell are they drawing that from? You know what I mean? Like she can see that. So when I've even had times in the past to try to talk to her like that, she just seems to have, and we've had conversations, so I'm not just assuming this. She's like, yeah, you guys are like kidding. It's like a comedy thing. Like what's the, yeah. Like she just gets, it's very interesting.
She's also, she I think she's at the very end of the last generation.
That's what Ari
that's
said.
That's not being Ari taught said that. Wokeness, like in their daily lives and in school. And it's like, my son goes to school in New York City and like it is a very woke environment, right? And my concern is that he's going to grow up and fucking, you know, just legitimately resent the type of comedy that I do and the type of shit that I say because he's going to either be embarrassed because all of it, this whole
it
next
is,
generation
is
going to be
when they're getting it from like Isabella, because wokeness really isn't that old, like the way it is now. It's really not. It's really like around 2014, 15 that this was even like a thing. So Isabella may have gotten a little bit of it like in high school, but she didn't get like propagandized with it from like being a little
indoctrinated
kid.
From
something
being
about
in preschool,
that that's different. Yeah. Where you really come up like believing like, you know, whatever James got said, it was wrong that you said Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And like really thinks that's like you did something wrong there. This could have hurt someone's feelings. Like that's a oof. Yeah, that's
well,
that's
it's kind of a thing. It's like,
it's a scary thing. So what I have to do now is I have to subliminally make him racist in real life so that he thinks my jokes are just fucking whatever.
It's interesting. Like Isabella grew up and has no racisms or like issues with trans or gay people. However, completely willing to laugh at the jokes of all those things. Do you know what I mean? Like doesn't not get it at all.
Yeah. Well, I think most trans
her best friend
and
roommates as a black girl. And it's like, there's nothing that she's like worried about.
She
that
always
girl
comes
here.
To, she always
comes
to
the show too.
Down,
yeah. They laugh their ass off.
Well, that's actually what's kind of cool about Skanks. I like the live audience even more recently. There's been so many girls and fucking minorities that come out. It's like half the audience is female and minority. And then the other half is bearded white guys, but it's legitimately like it's I don't know. It just
as long as bearded whites are the majority, I'm okay with it. Sprinkle in a little whatever you gotta.
But no, it's nice to fucking, I don't know. It's nice to sort of have that audience get our back.
Getting it.
Yeah, because people fucking they really do, you know.
But again, I was gonna say I don't know so much if it's the schools or the environment not teaching them woke stuff now. Ari kind of said this, and I think it's sort of true. Is that it's? I just think. A couple generations go by, or you know, a generation or so goes by, and people start like just liking the opposite thing. Like the opposite thing becomes popular because the other stuff's lame. So I think Isabella is just in a world where it's like, I think her age people are just like, there's a lot of people her age that are woke, but I think you're finding more people that are just making their own decision to be like, yeah, this is dumb to be this worried about this. Like it's stupid. So I think they just think like someone. When she was reading the comments of that thing, she was like, she laughs at it. It's like, man, these people are so affected by like nothing. Like you guys made fun of a TikTok. It's like there's nothing here like earth shattering. Like why they think it's funny that they're so whacked out about it.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's across the board.
And look, I don't know. I don't know that my son will ever fucking, you know, get it. He knows I say fucked up shit. You know, he knows the type of, you know, so. But there's a separation, but it does fucking legitimately concern me. Like I don't ever want to have to like. You know, it's a legitimate fear. I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting all fucking sad and weird about it, but it's genuinely like I think about it all the time now and about how I have to like, you know, almost get ahead of it and be like, oh, you know, this is the I did show him a little bit of my stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the rape jokes.
No, it's listen.
You're just looking for notes.
He will just organically from his surroundings and your friends and like your pocket of people. Like
that's the thing. I'm he's half with his mother's surroundings and his mother's people who all
well, that's the other
straight up
that's,
woke.
Are they really? They overcare that much
harder. I think it's like when you're like co-parenting, it's tough. I'd imagine because it's like you don't even have full control over the like home environment either. And your son's mother is very left-leaning.
She's left-leaning, but like traditionally. Oh, you know, like
yes,
like
yes. She's, no, she's more
41 years old. She's not like she thinks all this the joke shit is retarded. She's not the type of person. She'll still make jokes herself about races and other things. So I thought she was ridiculous, but the way the culture has sort of jumped, but there's
they've
pressure
made
on
her
that side.
Into a moderate.
But if you want to be accepted by that world, you have to fucking at least pretend and posture to think that way. People don't want to have real conversations. It's always behind, you know, like, hey, yeah, but I really feel this way. And then they will, you know, pretend to think about things in another way. So whatever. I just want my boy to love me. I just want him to love me.
He will. He'll know who you are. That's the big difference of the thing, too, is that like, Isabel knows who, you know what I mean? She sees me more not performing or doing stuff than ever perform.
Right.
So
it's well, like, exactly.
She knows the jokes are the least of the problem.
Yeah. But I asked Isabel when she first had her roommate and everything move in and they started coming and stuff at all. I'm like, well, you know, Isabel's always just like a bunch of her friends.
You're like, you not bring that black person around?
No,
she's
but
not coming to the holidays. Is she going to pay her rent on time?
Even when she was living with her mom, still, and like they would come, like you know, she would come out to a show or something. She'd bring, and I'd always be worried. I'm like, did your friends say anything? Like, were they shitty about it at all? And they were like, no. And I'm like, there's no uncomfortableness or awkwardness, or they're asking you a question like, is your dad really? And they go, no. Like, she's just like not even worried about it. She goes, no, I wouldn't. But she said she does know people. I thought she was saying friends at one point that are like people that are like always upset and looking to be upset about something and worried about it. And I was like, see what you just don't bring those ever.
Well, that's almost.
I go, you don't bring those. Well, let me say, you don't bring those people out or anything at all. She goes, no, I don't hang out with them really. She's like, it's just like it's tiring to like listen to someone who's always like raging about something. It's like, who cares?
That's it's like being friends with Zach Wilde. Not Zach Wilde. Yeah. I'm sorry, Zach De La Rocha.
Yeah.
Rage against the machine. He's always
writing. Hey man, you want to smoke a bowl? How can we smoke a bowl when the American Indians are being treated across the lands? Like, oh, dude, you know what? without a Tom Morello fucking playing a zipper across a guitar noises, this really just is annoying as fuck. The white man has enslaved every minority it has ever come across. He goes, that's cool. So do you want to watch the game or
we're trying to watch Fight Club? Chill.
Check it. What's up with all these?
Every time he has to say something,
yo, check it. But Carla was, but Isabel also grew up with Carla, who Carla was pretty like when that shit was going. You know, I remember getting watching her get into an argument with Michelle, and also me and her just not agreeing at all. When I was like, I don't understand what Black Lives Matter has to do with smashing up that mom and pop restaurant bar on the corner of my street. And the argument, that argument of that world goes to like, so you think the storefront of some building is more important than a black person's life? Like, I don't even know how you're putting those two things in the same conversation.
Was the storefront about to kill a black person? And
yeah, I don't understand what the thing is. Because it's an act of rage. He goes, yeah, but you're fucking up someone's store. Didn't do anything.
And also, how do you quantify someone's life? Like, I mean, lifetime earnings? Well, what is that person's worth over their entire life versus how big of a store? How nice of a storefront was it? I mean, like, there's...
You realize we're not just talking about the window. It's the inventory. It's the monthly expenses. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that.
If this guy in his life was going to earn $800,000 and there was $1.2 million in damages to that storefront, literally that storefront was worth more than that guy's life.
I remember the arguments that you'd get back from people at the height of all that shit. Like now I think it's a little bit calmer and people are like, yeah, I guess you can't just be fucking destroying people's businesses. But back then they were so in the loop. Black Lives Matter. And people would make these. I love when people just disregard what it is to just destroy someone's business. They're like, oh, they have insurance or whatever. And you're like,
yeah,
okay, cool. So I'm just going to burn your house down. You have no problem with that, right? Because you have insurance. Like, this isn't going to fuck up your life at all.
Oh, my family pictures. Hey, you have insurance?
Yeah.
Like, it just took me a month and a week to get my Audi back. I had insurance. It sucked. It was awful. I rented a BMW in the meantime. It was
still sucked.
It was awful. It was true torture. When I finally got my car back, I felt like I was fucking home. It was what you have no idea. It's fucking how much it would suck to have your business shuttered and shut down for however long it's going to take to replace all that. You're losing tons of money, employees, progress, momentum. Yeah,
it's a nightmare. Yeah. It's just
and obviously, we're joking. It's there's nothing more. You can't put value on someone's life like that. Obviously, there's just nothing. But it's not a. It's an appropriate. You have to have an appropriate reaction to fucking.
Well, it's
things.
Not just and, that. And but the point is that they didn't do anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. If destroying the property of somebody that has nothing to do with it, that's just trying to literally help society by running a business. And
if you, I'm not saying you should do this. I'm not advocating it or whatever. But like, if there was a cop who just like, you know, like fucking in a real fucked up way, killed some dude, and they went and destroyed that dude's car and house or whatever, I'm not saying it's right, but like, I'd kind of at least understand it.
I wouldn't be complaining.
You
know what I would say? I would go like, yeah, you should be murdering people. Sorry.
Yeah, really. Dude, I hated the cops on my block. However, I will say when all of that was happening and I was talking to a couple of them, they said, yeah, the problem is like, I wish they wouldn't like, we have to like police the whole fucking like, you know, neighborhood and stuff because they're doing all this stuff outside. He goes, I wish they would just gather outside the police station and like thousands of people and just yell and protest.
So then we can just pull out the fire hoses.
Yeah. Really. He goes, because that's when I pull out what is called toys. A helicopter gun. And that's when I
wish they'd all just be in one place really predictable.
I like to do old. They do old timey things. Like, let's pour melted gold off the top of the roof on them all. But no, that was a good point. He was like, I guess like almost like attack what you think the problem is. He goes, I don't understand why burning down a civilian's car in the middle of the street
saying about Carla went all in on that. It was funny. It's like I used to hang with Carla all the time back when you guys were married and I was hanging out at your place all the time.
You know, behind like, Jay's back.
Behind Jay's back. Jay was doing his own thing. I was there comforting her. A little something.
Carla's like an old Toyota Camry. You know what I mean? Just like a real
But in her time, a beautiful car. But like this is like, Carla's over a decade ago,
1967 Chevy.
Because I knew her very well then, and she was totally not that person. And then when she was just the kind of crazy anti-Trumper, I just saw all that on Facebook.
Sure.
Like I didn't know. But so it was just weird to be like, wow, that's very different than the person I used to hang out with all the time. Is this? She was like a Republican. She was like not at all this person. And then she was like, every day I would just see Carla on Facebook just arguing with people, like telling them she's cutting them out of her life because they were like, I don't think Trump's Hitler. And she's like, she is Hitler. It was weird.
So their boyfriend, who's Trumper. So weird.
That's beautiful.
So weird.
They could put that aside.
They put that aside somehow.
Keeps it spicy.
Yeah. Keeps it nice and spicy.
All right, boys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show and everything we do. Yo Kratom is in the business of Gas Digital and Legion of Skanks. And if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, you should be working directly with Yo Kratom. They have the
best
prices.
They're in the business of pushing weight. They're pushing weight, doggy. Dude. Kilos.
$60 kilo. $60 for a kilo of anything. You don't got to tell me what's in the box.
It's all I get from them. That's the only thing I get from them. I only get the kilo.
Wow, come on, dude. Why would you get any less? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Get a $60 kilo. Delivered right to your door, nice and easy. You don't have to go out and find your local Kratom fucking dealer. You get it right from the wholesaler, the best prices possible, $60 for a kilo. Go support YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com.
I like to open a briefcase with a bunch of the Kratom kilos in it, like the briefcase from True Romance. You know what I mean? Maybe get mixed up with a Hollywood bigwig type, getting some gunplay, Christopher Walken, all that nonsense.
Dude, the cops came to my house and my girlfriend took all the Kratom and threw it in the toilet. I flipped out on her, dude. It was crazy.
She stuffed one right up her chaunch. We don't even know what's going to happen with that one.
Yeah.
YoKratom.com, everybody. Check them out. Home at a $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's do plugs right quick.
And then get back to our manliness?
let's get back to our manliness, because this is a big deal. A couple things I want to say. Big deal. This is a huge deal. We're announcing the city and date for Skankfest right now. This is the first time we're saying it on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, October 14th through 16th, 2022.
Boise.
Skankfest. Iowa.
Let's do this.
Skankfest Tallahassee. No, Skankfest Las Vegas. We're going to Vegas for the first time. We're going to be on Fremont Street. It is the fucking coolest area. We got a great venue. This is going to be the biggest and baddest Skankfest we've ever done. We say that every year, but I'm telling you right now, we are doing more tickets.
It's true
every
year.
It's literally, that's also all bullshit aside. It's just gotten better and bigger every single year. So we're not bullshitting about it, but we're jumping up.
There has never been a Skankfest that was not the best Skankfest yet.
Yep. I completely agree. We're not announcing the lineups for a few months. We're doing a pre-sale on tickets January 28th. Go to skankfest.net to get your pre-sale tickets. These tickets will get you a discount on them. We're only selling the all access passes, like always, for the pre-sale. We're not announcing any of the lineup yet. We have a bunch of people booked already, because we're doing this way in advance, but we're not announcing any of the lineup until the general sale, which is going to probably be around the end of March, if not even early April. But those tickets, not only there at a discount, but you get access to the kickoff party on Thursday night, which will be at a separate location altogether. Exclusive access to the kickoff party with live comedy, music, podcasts, special events, and it's just a big party we have. Everyone that goes to the kickoff party knows what the fuck's up. It's a huge part of Skankfest, so you want to be there early. We never disappoint. I promise you right now, the lineup already is, it blows last year's lineup out of the fucking water, but it doesn't even matter. If you've been to Skankfest, you know what it is. You know it's the number one comedy party in the fucking world. There's nothing like it, and we're doing it in Vegas. Gambling, hookers, drugs, it's all happening, baby boys. Skankfest, October 14th or 16th, skankfest.net, January 28th for pre-sale tickets. Don't wait. We're going to sell this thing out. We broke records last time. So if you think you're going to wait, I would not wait.
Dave, where are you going to be?
I mean, I have other plugs, but go, no, I know. Hey, come back around.
No, it was just funniest because you know it's such a big thing and you go, Dave, are you going to be at a bar somewhere?
I'm negotiating to do Skankfest currently. Nice. If they up their offer, I think I'll come through there. This is too late. I'm already done with this week's stuff. But in February, I'm speaking at the Libertarian Party state conventions in California and Florida. So if you're a Libertarian in those areas, come on out. That should be a lot of fun. And if there's anywhere else that's warm and Libertarian, I'll try to be there in February.
Every place that's Libertarian is warm, technically, Dave.
Hell yeah.
It's really the warm places to get you. Get you all Libertarian-y. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening right now, I'm in Nashville. So maybe some tickets still available. Come check it out. At the end of the month, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For the first time, Milwaukee Improv. Come check me out there. And then the first week of February, Addison, Texas, Addison Improv, and a bunch of dates coming up for the rest of the year. Check BigJComedy.com for a city near you. Of course, SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103.
Live shows for me this weekend. If you're watching live, Lexington, Kentucky, come out, people. Let's fucking party, baby boys. Lexington, Kentucky, bringing Mike Figs with me. Next weekend, Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut, the 21st and 22nd. Then next month, I'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts, and Comics at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun. And then in March, I'm at Uncle Vinny's down the shore in Jersey and the Emias Theater in Emias, Pennsylvania. Zach and Miko supporting me on all of those shows. So come out and check out me and Zach as well. Go to lewisofskanks.com for all of my tickets. And follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. The road to Gun in the Butt 2 is happening. We're well underway. Folks, I won my first game yesterday. I won my first game, and I fucking blew them out of the Jay. You should have seen it. I blew them out of the
fucking water. What level are you playing on, Lewis?
Let me tell you what happened.
Pro.
I was up 26 points or so.
I don't think Lewis is playing on pro and winning.
So then here's what happened. I realized that I switched it to rookie for James the day before. And then I was like, I was so happy. But then in the middle of the stream, I realized it. People really got a kick out of watching me realize that I wasn't actually good at this game. It was quite, listen, if you follow me on Twitch, you're going to get a quite an entertaining show. But I turned it up to pro. I practiced a little bit more, lost a tough one, but then I won this morning for the first time ever in overtime.
It's a fun game, isn't it?
No.
You don't like it?
I like it when I'm winning. When I'm not winning,
sure.
I mean,
of course. Have you tried side to side view?
I mean, when I'm done with this game, Jay, I'm no longer broadcasting it because the N word, it's on the tip of my tongue the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time about my guys, their guys. I just don't know what to do here.
Did you hear what I said about playing sideways? Have you tried it yet?
I heard you. I was ignoring it.
Oh.
I've been, I'll consider sideways. You have to consider one thing for me.
What?
Make it 30 points.
No, I won't change the point spread. You have to, give me tack on 5 days only because, and I'll tell you why, don't say no yet. I'm not going to be able to practice in Jamaica with the team. I don't want to bring an Xbox or a PlayStation. Well,
what do you say? Big concession.
It's just, I'm not going to practice for those days. And in my opinion, you think you can beat me with a month being able to practice, right? So that's really what's fair.
I think I can beat you if I don't play until then.
I don't think you're practicing or training for this. I think you want to play. Yeah. I'm training. I'm taking tips. I have my chat is open. I'm pulling up videos. I have charts. I know that Durant is a fucking killer now.
He's a big,
I know that he
it took you this long argue, to fill out arguably, Kevin, figure out arguably Kevin Durant
best
is
player
good.
In the league. Arguably best player in the league.
And I'm the other guy.
James Harden.
James Harden. That motherfucker can slam it over basketball.
And Kyrie Irving. Kyrie.
And
Kyrie
who
Irving.
I don't like.
Embiid.
Embiid.
Yeah. I bet.
Ooh, he's the one that I want to call the N-word.
I bet
most.
You do. He's so African. He's Cameroonian.
Oh, my God. Dude, he fucking comes in, and he just puts his balls in my face so much. And then I'm like, all right, dude, you're not going to put your balls in my face. And he goes, all right, I'll just drop back and shoot a three. Like, yeah. What are you doing? You're a giant fucking African. You shouldn't be able to shoot three-pointers.
Yeah, he's a unique talent, that Joel Embiid.
Damn it, he's good.
But he's the only like all-star caliber player on the team.
Yeah. So there you go, Lewis.
I figured out a couple things.
If this turns out like the last gun in the butt challenge and Lewis just wins outright, not even with the point spread, just beats you.
I've said this to many people because people want to talk about it after shows. When I was on the road in Jacksonville this weekend, they really want to talk about it. And I am really talking shit.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Just about how I'm gonna win and how I will win. And why I think it'll be pretty easy to win, but
it's not been good so far. But I've made strides in the past just couple days.
If you've picked a team already, that's a big deal. So if you're going to run with Brooklyn, that's a big deal for you because now you have time to learn. That's the biggest thing. I said to Dave, just me and Dave talking before I go. The problem is like as an example, I'm like you'll shoot a 3-pointer with Shaq. Because you don't know.
No, you are putting way too much validity on that concept. It's not actually that difficult to figure out that Durant and Irving can shoot threes, and so can the other guy that you said his name a little while ago. A little bit, Harden can shoot threes, but
a little bit. You don't want to shoot too much with him.
all those guys can fucking also drive it in really well. Those are my three fucking stars. And then the other motherfuckers are, you know, just get the balls to those three guys, right? Come on, boy, get the balls to those three guys. Sometimes even they fumble their dumb fucking fingers and they drop the ball and they get it fucking stolen. But it's okay. I am having fun, but it is emotional, the roller coaster that I'm on because the swings, like if they steal the ball from me and I get so fucking mad. I don't get mad at any other game like this.
Have you come back?
I'm not saying it's right to call the NBA players the N-word.
Not on Twitch.
I will say it's wrong. They're real people.
They're not the ones you're calling the N-word. Yeah. Those are just
the point, though. I'm not calling the people. I'm calling the little video game characters.
Yeah, the little video game person.
They've never been through oppression.
They're not even real people. They were designed.
He's only been alive for less than a year.
He can't even
hear me. You've been through way more in your life than any of those little people.
He can't even hear me. He doesn't have ears. He's a fucking digital thing. He's zeros and ones.
Who's this?
And N's and I's and G's and E's and R's.
Who's your center? Lopez?
No, hold on. I'll tell you. Hold on. Let me see if I can just, if I can draw it from memory. Don't say it in the chat. My center. No, no, no. It's a big Claxico.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident Jay is going to win this.
Claxton.
Claxton. Yeah. And then the other one, the white guy, the half white guy.
Feed it to Claxico.
There's going to be your big big matchup issue completely. I have several matchup issues. It's Claxton versus Embiid. That's your problem.
Claxton is borderline retarded. I mean, whenever he gets the ball, I go.
Durant has the ability to run anybody he's against for sure. Harden can shoot crazy from where you could shoot shitty shots with Harden, and some of them will go in.
Yeah,
he's good. It's gonna be fun. Let's get back to our masculinity. Not talking about
back to our I should say, if you love Gas Digital and you love this show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial. That will unlock thousands of hours of shows that you can't get anywhere else. There's only 20 shows on iTunes or YouTube, the latest 20 episodes. If you guys want hundreds of episodes, over 600 episodes that are not available anywhere else, just go to Gas Digital, use that promo code, get a free week trial. Go watch a bunch of the archived episodes for this show and all of our other shows. And yeah, if you love it, you keep the membership. It's $8 a month. Also, check out my other shows in the network, Real Ass Podcast. And then me and Dave just started Yo MMA Rap. Weekly comedic MMA podcast. We just had Matt Sarah on. It's been so fun so far, dude. And the feedback has been incredible. It's look, if you're a hardcore MMA fan, you're not gonna like this show. We're very casual.
That's not true.
We're not fighters.
If you're a hardcore MMA fan, if you're a professional fighter, you might learn something.
That, you know what? Fuck, I don't want to understand. You know what? Fighters should be listening to our show.
No, but hardcore fans could definitely love the show.
No, you're right about that. I should say, if you are like, if you're looking for technical MMA analysis, this isn't the show for you.
You're telling me that's not what I'm giving you.
Dave actually does pretty good. But if you're looking for a hilarious show where we just fuck around and talk about the biggest news topics every week, we wrap up the previous week in MMA. This is the show. It's called Yo MMA. So
I would have told it the exact opposite way. I would say, if you're looking for a funny, entertaining show, find something else.
Go elsewhere.
But if you want to know how to fight, you listen to this podcast and you can beat any man after that.
Oh, I also should say, yeah, that the Bonfire is also available as a podcast anywhere you download podcasts. It's like a 45-minute condensed version.
We should also say, fuck it. Yeah, Berg's Base, Aaron Berg's brand new podcast starting January 19th right here on Gas Digital as well. One of the brand new shows that are premiering on the network, along with Zach Wilde, whose show is premiering. I think he's got 4 or 5 episodes in the can already. The legendary Wilde. Yeah, dude, we got some great shit happening and a few other shows in the works behind the scenes right now as I put my Jew hands together.
Yes.
By the way, I haven't shaved my head in like a month or no, like maybe 2 weeks. Three weeks. Why? I don't know. Look, you see.
Trying to get Natalie to leave you?
I've been shitting with the door open. I was shitting with dog. I raped her dog.
Sorry, Natalie. I just let your dog out.
Because turns out all three of those things are huge turn-ons for her.
Oh my God. I'm so wet from that.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Sheath Underwear, the best underwear you will ever own in your life. I guarantee that.
That's coming from Donkey Dick Dave.
Well, Dave needs a sheath. Otherwise, it creeps out the bottom of his leg.
Yeah, or sometimes his dick gets wrapped around his nuts and chokes them out. You've got to keep them apart. They're constantly fighting.
I mean, look, the reality is they have the most comfortable, nicest underwear, really cool styles, sizes, fucking colors. They got everything you want. But the thing that separates them is their dual pouch technology. You put your dick in this, like the sheath of the underwear. They have like a hole in the front of it and your balls. And it just makes everything together in a nice package. It looks fucking great. It feels great. Without a doubt, everybody agrees that Sheath are the best underwear.
And great news for the win, everybody. They've got incredible base layers now, hoodies and gator necks. And they also have quick shipping and incredible customer service. We love Sheath Underwear. And if you go to sheathunderwear.com, that's S-H-E-A-T-H underwear.com, and use the promo code SKANKS, you're going to get 20% off that order. Mm-hmm. Treat your dick and balls right, everybody, at Sheath Underwear. Sheathunderwear.com, promo code SKANKS for 20% off. All right, where were we?
I think I could beat up most girls just using 1-inch punches.
Possibly. I think it's true.
I really do.
That came out of nowhere.
I don't know. Well, I just thought about
it. He's been thinking about hitting women lately. He lives at one. I get it.
I mean, just doing that.
Yeah.
I think I could,
I could beat him easier than I could break a buried alive coffin with.
I think you should. It should be legal to 1-inch punch a woman.
It should. I agree. If you cock back no less than 1 inch, you should be able to give everything you have in that inch.
If you give her 1.2 inches, that's a crime.
I'm telling you, but what, just two one inch punches, I could break a breastplate in half.
Look, I'm not going to do any real damage, but I promise you my girlfriend would cry if I simply 1 inch punched her in the arm.
Yeah. They're gonna be, you know why? Because they're going to feel the fury in that 1 inch, because you're going to give everything you have in that inch.
And that fucking,
you go, I know I can't really hurt her, but man, oh man.
I mean, you can really fucking get a good fucking, if you do it right.
Yeah, I'm almost gonna ask if I could stand next to her, but a little bit even behind her, so I could throw my real shoulder into that inch.
You have to. Well, that's the thing. You can't pull back at all. You can just.
No, but
you do have to rotate your hips into it. Mm-hmm. You can get some fucking torque. Here's what I'll tell you. This is a better.
Remember your Wing Chun days.
1-inch punch your girl challenge. You win a free year of Gas Digital. Oh,
I just realized that that's not the challenge. I think that I would challenge. I think that I could 1-inch punch harder than my girlfriend could. All out punch.
Do you remember the fucking the video? We might have talked about this back in the day, but the video of the Wing Chun guy fighting the MMA guy, just trying Wing Chun. It was just like sparring, but it just doesn't work at all. He's like trying to do all this. The Wing Chun guy doesn't work at all. Just wrecking him. It's just one punch in the face, and then you see the guy. Oh, like,
that's not Wing Chun.
What was that? Dude, the best guy is he's like viral now. He's become like a viral sensation. Like, is the black dude who like. He like teaches like self-defense. Like, he's got to be trolling at this point. But yeah, I think the original video was real. And now he does like conferences and people come out and they prove him wrong. Like, his
pull one of these up. I don't know if I've seen this. I think I may have seen one of the videos.
The black guy, proving him wrong
the best.
There's an Asian one guy.
The black homeless guy saying he knew karate, and then two karate guys kill him in the dojo.
Yeah, that's old school.
That was really fucked up.
That's fucking back in this, like, E-bombs world.
Recently, I don't know if it's an MMA guy. I just saw it online. The MMA guy had the challenge was, you have a squirt gun, right? And if you're supposed to be able to try to shoot him, he shows you that he could disarm you, right? And the guy literally just goes, like, squirts him 3 times in his stomach as he's like coming at him. It's so funny. This guy's the best. What's his name?
Same concept as why we love Lewis versus Hans so much. You understand, Lewis?
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's just all ridiculousness.
No, was a big one of me and Lewis's favorites. It was not just Lewis versus Hans. That was one of them. But the other was we would both try to disarm someone with a gun. And a knife. And it never works. Stab, stab, stab. But you know, it is just kind of like, even when you think you get off, like, you're like, oh, okay, I think I know what I'm gonna do now. It's like, oh, just took a knife in the neck. That's a pretty big problem. And
I watched a video on disarming somebody with a knife, like, because it was like one of these, can you disarm somebody? Because it was at the height of the whole like riots and shit. Somebody was shot with a knife. That's why, like, somebody had a knife. It was a woman. Somebody was shot by the cops who had a knife.
Oh. I remember.
No, somebody jammed the knife into their gun. Yeah. And shot
Is that a bayonet?
They were out of bullets and they shot a knife. No, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It was a girl.
It was a girl.
She was literally going to stab another girl, and the cop came and just lit her up. And they were upset about it was like the most justified police shooting.
I've never seen anything more justified. They saved somebody's life. It wasn't even a cop saving his own life.
Too. Yeah.
It was like another black chick who was going to be stabbed.
Saved
the whole thing was nuts.
And it wasn't even just, she had stabbed her already and then had her like face right here and cocked back with the thick. Like, it was if you were like, give me one situation where you would say it's absolutely okay for a cop to shoot someone, you'd be like, well, I mean, I guess if he walks into an active murder situation and he's doing it to stop someone from getting murdered, then it would be okay.
I guess.
Cut scene. It's like, that girl was a hero. We lost an angel. Like, it's a fucking mass murderer.
The knife girl was like the superhero. That's Blade. She saves all of us.
So... yeah, so I remember I watched a video on disarming people, on like the truth behind disarming somebody with a knife. And the first thing they say is, if you're ever trying to fight somebody with a knife, the number one thing to do is to run. Yeah. Run. Yeah, simple as that. Number one thing to do. They were like, if you try to disarm somebody with a knife, you are going to get cut 100% of the time.
Yeah.
what you're doing is you're positioning yourself in a way where they're not cutting vital organs or veins and arteries that can be fatal. You're trying to avoid fatal cuts while trying to get away from this person or disarm them from the knife. And it's very often trying to escape and disarm them in a way where you can escape.
Like, that's great.
None of this fucking
I'm not even against any of that shit where it's like it, but that should always be a last ditch effort. That should be like in the worst case scenario, if you can't run away and you can't do all this other stuff, you try, but it's like those guys who take the gun shit, they almost present it with this confidence of like, I'm not even worried about a gun. Cause like, I'll just take that gun from you. It's like,
manliness competition has to be disarming somebody with a knife. And it has to be part of our manliness Olympics.
No one wins. Just everyone losing.
Yeah. We're going to, do you have the black guy?
You have to disarm like G famous? Mike or something.
The viral defense guy is named Dale Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Pull him up, dude. He's got so many videos. There's probably like, there's probably compilations of him.
Oh, this guy? I've seen him. Oh,
yeah, pull up some videos of him, actually, guys. Not just his Instagram. Let's see.
But there's not stuff of him failing?
That's his Instagram. But try to play it on YouTube, because you're going to probably find funnier stuff, because he's controlling this. Yeah. The fact that he's only got 5,000 followers is kind of crazy, because he actually, he's pretty viral. Like, there's all like so many people on like TikTok and Reels use his videos. The video is this, like, he's showing you how to like disarm somebody and take the knife, and then it shows you the next video will be a guy doing it, and then it cuts to him like in a fake background of heaven. He's like, oh man. It always makes me laugh. That's a funny like a funny reel. Pull up something, pull up a video. Oh yeah, this is the Asian guy that shoots him. It's fucking hilarious.
Like, see that? You only got me three times. Heart, liver, kidney. Boom, boom, boom. Three death shots. Very good, young man. Very good. Now try it again. Heart, eyes, face. Right through the hand and the neck. Knee, dick.
I just realized that, Jay, this is your ultimate old black guy character. He was made for you.
Oh, really? Give me that, you fucking slant motherfucker. All right, hang on. I'm losing my cool. Up, that. Up, my face. Up. Oh, God.
He just keeps hitting him?
Yes.
Okay, now, hold up 1 second. Let me try screaming, I have a family first. I have a family. Please, not. Ow, no. Hang on. Oh, my hand. You blew my fingers off. Okay, okay.
So isn't that the end of his whole thing right there?
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't matter. And he went out and said something to that guy. He's like, yeah, dude, why don't you put out the whole video? Why don't you put out the whole video?
We saw the whole video 12 times.
He emptied three clips into me. Watch the whole video. It goes longer.
Is there more? Is there more of him? Show like a compilation of him. There has to be.
There's a knife one. I think.
Dude, he's ridiculous. Dude, I love him.
I'm going to share with you right now what to do if a striker-fired weapon is pinning against your chest, against the wall, and a criminal is holding you.
He's also dressed like BJ.
Is he going to say, hold the hammer back or something?
For weapons, how they're going to take things from you, also how they're going to harm you physically and keep you from running or pulling out a weapon, is by getting close and pinning you to a wall or to a car. In this case, it's striker-fired, so there's no hammer in the back. So the first thing I'm going to do, since we can't move out of the way, we can't move offline, and if I were to try to move this,
push it in your heart.
If somebody saw my hand move, he's going to fire. So we have to make this weapon not fire. And to give an example of the human reaction time, when he sees me move, he's going to fire. So the reason why it didn't move, the slide didn't slide, is because I hindered it by pushing it to the rear.
That was my guess.
From there, what we do is push the barrel back towards the aggressor, and now you have the weapon.
Oh,
and
if you don't shoot,
then you just pin them down to the ground using their finger and taking them under control.
Now, that's if you're being shot by your gay uncle. Hey, Uncle Paisley, come outside and shoot me in the chest if you wouldn't mind.
Well, who's that guy he's with? Is it the white version of himself?
Master Ken here with another episode.
I think this is a comedy bit here.
In the city of Detroit, a place known for two things: rapping with your daughters and crapping in the water. Today we are here with Dusty Bottoms.
Commander Brown.
Commander Brown.
This is a comedy bit. Go, do something different. I want to see him when he's being serious.
Move, you move, I should move.
Shot.
Detroit Urban Survival Training. I'm sharing with you right now some options you have that can increase your survivability if someone placed a gun to your throat in close quarters. And this is what happens when someone wants to do some incredible harm to you, if they want to take you somewhere, take you hostage, or if they want to torture you. So this is a position you would find yourself in, and instead of allowing them to do that to you, or just allowing them to kill you, here are some options that may increase your survivability. What you can do, number one, is you have to move your head offline from the line of the trajectory of the bullet at the same time that you pull the wrist in. So
can I say this? Here's why this guy's, here's why he sucks. And this is like, you're actually giving people terrible fucking advice.
Yeah,
give up your fucking wallet. Let me tell you something, dude. Because this is something I know very little about martial arts, but I do fucking train jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai fairly regularly, right? And this, what he's talking about, would involve an incredible amount of technique and an incredible amount of speed and perfection and drilling over and over.
You better be drilling this all day,
you'll probably still fail. So you're talking about to have somebody be like, what you need to do is that, like, you're never going to even just get to the point where your head's offline. You're going to be shitting your fucking self. No. You're not going to
This is almost advice for someone who's like ready to die. It's like for a gang member who's trying to not get taken hostage or something. If you're giving this to a common person, like if a gun gets pulled on you, do this stuff, like just beg for your life and give them whatever you can give them.
Start crying.
If someone is yourself.
Tell them you have kids.
Here's the other thing, right? If someone pulls a gun on you, the vast majority of the time, I'd say, they're not planning on killing you. So it's the vast majority of the time. If they were planning on killing you, they would have already shot you with the thing. The vast majority of the time, they're trying to rob you. Okay. So number one, you want to just give them your shit and hope that they'll take that and leave. And that's that. But once you grab the gun, they are now in a situation where they are going to fear for their life that you're trying to take the gun and kill them.
Yep.
And so now they're in a situation where if they can get a shot off, they're like much more incentivized to try to kill you.
And they have the upper hand. They have this weapon. Yeah. They already have the weapon. You need to get the weapon, take it from them, turn them. That is a fucking long process.
Nah, what happens if they watch the video?
Now
we
can take the video back from you. You just keep
Come
on taking
on,
it from
player.
You're both trained in this.
Hold the slide back, son. It's simple.
16 hours of both of you taking
it. Take the gun, bend his elbow, empty the, drop the clip out, click the chamber, have that bullet pop up in the air, and then catch it in your hand and look him in the face and say, I'll give you 5 seconds to run, son.
Here's something that can help you.
A wall of weapons.
What you're doing is you're going to push into them.
So somebody has a machine gun at your back.
Yeah. All right.
Wraps around the weapon. Fingers go.
Everyone, it's spring break time. Things are crazy out there. You may end up having a machine gun at your back one day.
By the way, with all of these instructions, while he's doing like move one, move two, move three, take him down, the other guy is always doing nothing. Like they're not even counting on what the other guy's going to do in response.
Yeah, his guy's going to be like, oh, this must be yours.
Also, where are you getting robbed in an African jungle?
Yeah, these are the ones that they do. I love the remakes of them. They do make me laugh.
God damn, that guy's dumb.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a dumbass.
And like this thing, like if he's trolling, it's funny. Like make funny entertainment, but you're actually giving people really fucking terrible advice that could maybe get them hurt. Like,
yeah, for sure. You know,
what to do if you're surrounded by a group of men, they attack you. So if they come at you,
that's
what
hilarious.
You don't want to do is try to stay in the middle, like in a martial arts karate movie, moving in a circle, trying to block, trying to hit, that's not gonna work. So if they try to grab and then try to attack you and you try to back up, this is what's gonna happen.
Fly away. Duck down the middle like Superman and hope you can fly.
You gotta play dead. You gotta stop, drop, and roll.
By the power of Krypton, here we goes. Circle. Circle.
This is ridiculous.
Now, if you circle enough times, cops gonna come saying there's a report of a man circling.
That's so ridiculous.
Circle. Thank God none of y'all's punching. Circle. Circle.
I like to try to do this with just two people who are actually trying to hurt you.
Goose, go, goose. You know you're the goose. Oh, stop hitting. You're the goose. Yeah, he goes, if everyone starts attacking you, hit one guy and then go him now, and hopefully all the guys will start beating up on that dude.
Yeah, I mean, I would
like,
almost.
No, here's the answer, right? This doesn't even matter. If you're a professional level fighter, like if eight guys surround you, you're done.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing. That's the answer. There's nothing. If they mean you harm,
Yeah. You're fucked up. You're
well, Dave, why don't you let me introduce you to my friend, the Tornado Kick? Now, I think you're just thinking inside the box now, player. You got a tornado kick these motherfuckers.
A professional fighter is fucked in that situation.
My sensei, the
blue guy. This is a pointy dildo.
My sensei, the blue guy from Double Dragon, told me, tornado kick your way out of that problem.
Short urban survival training.
Now, four-tiered butt plug. This will put down just about anybody. First thing here. First chamber's letting you know you're there. Second one's still a warning.
The bones of the hand. Very painful. Mm-hmm. You can take the point of it and go here to the arm. Very painful. Mm-hmm. You can also use the blunt side here on the hand as well. Very painful.
Yes. So just carry around a spike.
The eye now.
If the person's walking in your space, you can actually take the front of it, go right into the chest.
That's aggressive.
Back them off in the point or the blunt side. Take your hand here and press it right on the nose. If they grab you, bear hug. You can
Do we have to do this one?
You can actually use the side of it. Go right here at the top.
I don't need to do any of that. If I have this spike in my hand, I'm going to start stabbing him in his fucking head, dude. Stab him. Stab
it's
him
crazy
with the fucking spike. It's what it's made for, you idiot.
Shoulder, pull down.
Just pressure points. Pressure points, son.
Family.
Simply with a butt plug. Done. Now, y'all wondered, how can you take down a criminal if you simply only have a butt plug on you? Well, here's several different ways. You can smack it on his nose, get that dookie on his bridge. Nobody wants some dookie. If he bear hug you, you slap him on top of the head with your dookie balls. Stab him. Come on. Then he's not going to get to enjoy all the dookie you put on that thing. You got to get all that dookie off first. Should we wrap this sumbitch up?
Yeah, this is a fun show.
Yeah, buddy.
Always a fun show. Hanging with my boys. We'll catch you guys live on Monday. Nashville, come the fuck out. Are you anywhere this weekend, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm going to be Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky.
And next week, maybe we'll get to film that basketball day, too. The actual basketball day, live basketball.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thursday. While your thing's opening back up?
Yeah, Thursday.
Sick.
Thursday we'll play. So yeah, we'll catch you guys live Monday on the Legion of Skanks. Till then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass if you have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.